Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. This week is National Farmers Market Week. Pella Market Volunteer Director Vivian Ruppentrop discusses how the market has done so far and why area residents should consider buying from their local farmers market. And here in Pella, as you just described to me, we are in peak season. Talk about where the farmers market is at right now, how the season's been going so far, and what we can expect coming up here in the near future.
Well, I can tell you this has been one of the best seasons ever. The weather has cooperated from the beginning. We have had wonderful, wonderful greens and crops. And, I mean, if you look up and down the street here, you can see so many tents that are giving us a lot of opportunities to eat lots of great greens and vegetables from the garden. And then we have to have the other side. The folks who are baking and the folks who are making beautiful products with their hands. We have some wonderful jewelry and some lovely gifts that are made with recycled things with fabrics. And then there's also the baked things. This is a happy place.
Just talk about the importance of supporting local markets and supporting local farmers.
Well, the grocery stores have a lot of stuff that are offered here. There's beets and there's broccoli and there's onions and so on. But they may come from Texas. They may come from Guatemala. I bought apples from New Guinea, you know. I mean, it's just ridiculous how far they have to travel in order for us to have them here. And I'm grateful that we can have them. However, every 100 miles that the produce travels, the food diminishes in its value. And also, the serious thing is they have to spray it to make it last, to go across the United States. You know, if it comes from California, it has to be sprayed in order to last. So this is wonderful. You can go here and buy a cabbage, you can buy broccoli, and it's been picked yesterday or this morning, and it is so fresh. There is no comparison in taste. When I make a salad with broccoli here and my cabbage here, I mean, my friends say, oh my goodness, the flavor is so different. But it's not just flavor, it's nutrition. And as Americans who are interested in serving their children and their family, we should be concerned about that. We should not just say, oh, well, it's okay if I get something from Ecuador or Florida or California, even if it takes 5 days, you know, because it's truly not as nutritious.
Well, and of course, the other benefit is economic. You're supporting local farmers directly.
Exactly. And these folks have it as their major economic endeavor. Some of them have it as a hobby. And Pella is just a little blip on their radar. They go into Des Moines because they can get so much more money by selling at the Des Moines market. And I'm disappointed when they say, I can't sell very much in Pella compared to Des Moines, because they can sell so much here if we just would think carefully about what it means to our economy and what it means to our health, what it means to our whole life, what it means to our children. I just love it when families come. This is a family environment. I just love it when grandmas bring their kids, grandkids. We have a couple of grandmas who give their grandkids, you know, $7 and say, let's go buy something. Let's go buy something that's really good for you. And they help their grandchildren select kale or cabbage or tomatoes that the kids really, I want to try that. I want to try that. That's such a good lesson.
And thanks again to Vivian Ruppentrop for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always find today's news online at KNIAKRLS.com.